your body. Nation should break in the middle of the afternoon. Wherever one is busy with the fat, Tavu Yakoilu, Hatsuk, Sayyid Al Limud, needs a lot of justification. Papa Bukain, I think this afternoon, I want to use this opportunity not just to say over a shmuz, which could be the tealas. But to give over a message which I think is very appropriate at a particular time. I suppose the right word is at this particular time in our history. I want to start with Ramban in today's parasha, which has accompanied Klal Yisrael right through history, and which has been the mainstay of our emunah in every generation. And that's the famous, I think we can say that, the famous Ramban, the end of Parshat Bo. I'm sure it's not a coincidence that we should meet this particular parsha. The Ramban, at the end of Parshat Bo, our parsha, deals at great length with the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why are there so many mitzvahs in the Torah? Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's so important? And it would seem that the Torah is not able to stress sufficiently the extent with which we have to absorb within our system the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Can't have enough of it. Why is that? I want to read out the Lashon of the Ramban, because I think it's very significant. Everybody knows the Ramban, or at least most B'nai Torah have heard the Ramban. And I've heard from their Rabbeim how important this Ramban is. And I still think that they're not really well acquainted with what the Ramban actually says. So I'm going to read out what I think are the relevant pieces of the Ramban here. It says like this. Chayn kol ki yoytze behen mitzvois raboi zecher litzias Mitzrayim. Many mitzvahs, tefillin, he mentions mezuzah, although mezuzah hasn't got litzias Mitzrayim in it, but Shema Yisrael has in it. Parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim mentions tefillin. Kol kiyotz be mitzvos rabbi zeh Yetzias Mitzrayim hakoyl liyos lanu b'chol adoyrois edus b'moysin shloish tatru. All the mitzvos zeh Yetzias Mitzrayim are there so that they should be a witness which will never be forgotten in any generation. What happened in Mitzrayim? V'yeh pischoin peh l'koifer l'hachish ebudus alekim. There will be no way, no excuse for any person who wants to be a koifer, who would like to deny emun in Hashem. So to take away the possibility, the Ramban says, the mitzvah zecher litzias Mitzrayim deprive us of any possibility, they take away any possibility for someone who would want to deny Hashem is Barak's existence, and Hashem is Barak's power. That's what the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim have to press upon us. And the Ramban goes on to say in the next paragraph, for the Fichachom, that's why Chazal saying in our voice, Heve Zoya be mitzvah kala ke be chamura, shekulon chamudois ve chavivois me'oid, shekul shor, Adam Maida Bohen Lelikov. Zal say you have to be careful and particular whether it's an easy mitzvah, a light mitzvah, or more difficult mitzvah, or more what would seem to be more important. All of them are chamudois v'chavivois me'oid. They're very dear. And chavivois me'oid, we have to love them. Shmekol shor, because every moment when a person continuously does these mitzvahs, shmekol shor odom moide bohen lelekov. Moide bohen lelekov. He admits that there is Hashem Yisbarach. And I'm using this word admits very, very, very definitely, very clearly. Moide bohen lelekov. The kavonas kol ha-mitzvahs, and the kavona, the intention of all the mitzvahs, shenamin b'lekeinu, that we should believe in Hashem, the noida elav shehu b'ron, and we should admit that He created us. Every mitzvah is like in the confession. It's admitting, it's submitting, it's acknowledging that the Ribbono Shel Olam exists. And not that, it just exists. He created us. Kavonas kolam mitzvah shenayim belekeinu and neidil ashu b'onu. V'hi kavonas hayitzir, and that's the purpose of creation. She'ein lonu tam acha b'yitzir o rishoyna. We have no other reason and no other explanation what Hashem Yisbarach wants with the creation that He created us right from the beginning. V'ein keil elyon chofetz v'tachtoyni and ribbono shel olam has nothing out of what He created in this lower world, milvah, except sheyeda ha'adam v'yoyda lelekov shebore. We're up to the third yoyda. That people should know and admit and acknowledge that the Ribbono Shel Olam created them. The kavonas roimim u'shakoyim b'tfilos, and the idea of davening with a loud voice, the kavonas botei knesiyos, an idea of shuls and botei knesiyos, uskus tfilas harabim, an idea of people coming together and davening, zeh sheyiyeh libnei odom, that's only for one purpose, that people should have one place, yiskatzu, they should gather together, v'yoydu lekeil shebaram v'himtziyom, v'yoydu, and they should admit, Yoyd, they should acknowledge that the Ribbono Shel Olam, He created them. And they should publicize this. And they should say in front of it, that's what Tfilah is all about. What is Tfilah? Ribbono Shel Olam, You created us. We are created by You. Five times, the Rambam says, the purpose of mitzvahs, the purpose of tefillah, is just that we should acknowledge one thing, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created us. And Rav Yeruchim says, very pointedly, that we are created, and we are not creators. Yoyim v'lefona b'yoyisecha anachlo means, we have to say to Hashem Yisbarach, You created us, we did not create ourselves. There's that danger. And it's such a great danger that people should go through life thinking they created themselves. That one has to continuously and continuously every day, every moment of the day, perform mitzvahs. And not do the rota without even knowing what you're doing. But saying with each mitzvah that we acknowledge that the Ribbono Shel Olam created us, we submit our will to the Ribbono Shel Olam because He created us. because we have no power, because we didn't create ourselves. And that is by remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, where Hashem is born, demonstrated so clearly through all the missing and the flaws that He did, that He created us. That everything in this world was created by Hashem. Everything in this world is controlled by Hashem. Everything in this world is only what it is because of the power of Hashem. Uminanisim Abdoyim Amfusomim, the Ramban comes along now and says, for those wonderful, great public nisim, the nisim that the Ribbono Shel Olam did in public, the nisim which the Ribbono Shel Olam was made so clearly in front of everybody's eyes. Adam Moida Benisim Hanistorim, again Moida. And the word Moida means to admit, to acknowledge. Yes, Minanisim and Doilim and Fusomim, from all those great Nisim that the Ribbono Shel Olam did in Mitzrayim, we admit, we acknowledge that everything else that goes on, which is not so clear, not so public, not so defined as being only from Hashem. They are called Nisim Nistorim. Or the Moida, a person that really then comes to say, yes, these other things are called Nisim Nistorim. What are these other things? What do you mean Nisim Nistorim? What are the difference between Nisim Doilim and Fusamim and Nisim Nistorim? The Ramban says, Minan Nisim and Doilim and Fusamim or the Moida and Nisim and Nistorim. Came Yisoid Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what the Torah is based on. On the fact and the belief that everything is Nisim. Nisim means the direct hand of Hashem is Borach. She'ein la'odol chelet v'toiras Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rabban says that famous statement, no one has a chelet, a portion, in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to say that you believe in Torah's Moshe? You want to say you live your life according to Torah's Moshe? You want to say that your actions are based on Torah's Moshe? Ein l'odom chelek v'Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu im lo'inamin shekol devoreinu mikreinu kulam nisim. There's no such thing as teva, nature, the natural way of things. There's no such thing, natural way of things. And if you believe there's such a thing as natural way of things, you have no chelek in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Somebody will come up to you in the street and say, you've got nothing to do with Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Get out of here, you have nothing to do with Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. You take that as the greatest insult. The Ramban is insulting us all. Ein la'odol chelet v'toiras Moshe Rabbeinu im lo'inamin. If we don't believe, shekol devoreinu mikreinu, kulon nisim, everything happens to us. Everything. It's all nisim. Ein v'en teva min hogei sh'loilam klav. Everything is based on tzchav o'inesh. Everything is based on the Ribbono Shel Olam's will. Yaisa mitzvus yasichenu schoroi, yava alein yachisenu oinshu, adol yuzeiras elyoi. Nothing. And this is our emuna. And without that, we're not mamim. The Chaznish has a very beautiful way in which he describes them. Which is the way that we can absorb within ourselves the lesson of the Ramban. It's very interesting that Rav Chaznish, I found it in the letter, the Igros of Chaznish, which he wrote to a yeshiva bocher who overworked himself. He didn't He didn't work with the rules of nature. He didn't eat enough, he didn't sleep enough, he broke down. And the doctors were telling him that he has to take off time, he has to look after himself. Otherwise, he's not going to be able to make it. And obviously, this boy was very disturbed. And the Chazanish wrote to him like this. Hateva, hu rotzoin hayoise masmid shel aboire yisborach shmoi. Ve'ein zalzel v'rotzin aboire. Hilei ploi. What's the difference between miracles, nisim, and what you call teva? Everything boire oila. So what is teva? Teva is the rotzin hayoise masmid, the most continuous rotzin Hashem. Nisim are the exceptional Rotzen Hashem. If you're going to give points of Kedusha to how often the Ribbono Shel wants something to happen, then Teva would be right at the top of the Kedusha line. Because it's a Rotzen Hayyosa Masmi Shel Abriya Yisborosh. Unless a miracle is an exceptional Rotzen Hashem, what's more important? The continuous Rotzen Hashem. Something which Ribbono Shel Olam is continuous. Hamachadish Petuvei B'cholim Tovei Ma'aseh. It's continuous Rotzen. It's Rotzen Hashem. Ein mezalzel, a person said, I'm disregarding, I don't care for what Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and has made very clear that is his most continuous Rotzen. That's how you have to look after yourself. Because it's a continuous Rotzen Hashem. That's what Teva is. Min ha-nisim ha-gdolim ha-mfusomim, from the exceptional nisim that Ribbono Shel Olam does, or the moide v'nisim ha-nistorim. He admits, he acknowledges, he recognizes that everything is Hashem, and it's Rotzen Hashem. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim taught us. And that's why there's so many mitzvahs eichel yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we must never let one day go by without consciously feeling our connection to what happened in Mitzrayim and to what extent the impression that it left behind us took for us and the way that it's present in our days that we have to reckon. My delivery. Tefillah in Beis HaKnesses, in says that Ramban has one purpose. That we should come together and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you made us. We didn't make ourselves. We submit ourselves to you. We submit ourselves to your will. Why? Because we acknowledge that you are the boy. That everything that we are comes from. That's what the Yid is about. But without that, Ein le'odom chelek b'toiras b'yishra. Let's not fool ourselves. We have no connection to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not the way we live. Is that not the way we feel? If that's not what guides us in our life. Now, many times when people learn this Ramban, at different stages people translate the word Noida meaning to thank. There's a lot of confusion when we use the word Noida, whether it means thank or whether it means admit. And I want to explain why that is, and it shouldn't confuse us anymore. It's very simple. The word thank, the word to admit, in Losh and HaKadosh, are exactly the same. Moida, noida, moida means I admit, means I thank. And noida means we admit and we thank. And it isn't a contradiction at all. It just depends what we
without trying to express.
Now let's first of all take the root of it. Let's think for one moment. Every person who thanks, at the same time he's admitting something. Every person who thanks admits either that he didn't deserve what he got, and that's why he's saying thank you, or he couldn't manage to do whatever he did without your help, that's why he's saying thank you. The person who thinks he deserves everything that belongs to him, he doesn't say thank you. And the person who thinks I didn't need your help doesn't say thank you. So thank you every time we thank, I was really admitting. That's why Loshna Kodesh, these two words come together. In the Brocha of Moedim that we thank Hashem Yisborach every day, three times a day, we say Moedim Anachnu Lo. Now, people think Moedim Anachnu Lo means we thank you, Hashem Yisborach. But it doesn't. It doesn't mean that. When you thank somebody for something. We acknowledge that you are She'atov. She'atov hu Hashem Elikei. Tzu chayeinu, mogei nishayinu. You're everything. You're everything. We admit our life comes from you. Our security is only because of you. You're the one who shields us. And after admitting that, neither Lecha, we thank you. So we first admit and acknowledge. That's neither, that's the Rabban's neither. That's the Rabban's neither. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. We admit that everything comes from you, Hashem. Everything we are comes from is you. And all our actual, what we are and how we are and how we came into being, and all the power that we have or we don't have, whatever comes, it all comes from you. And because we admit and we appreciate and understand that you are Hashem Elokeinu, you are Tzuchayinu, you are Mogen Yishena, therefore, Noideh Lecho, that's why we're going to thank you. That's why we realize and appreciate everything comes from you. Noideh Lecho, Hashem Elokeinu. Al Chayinu Am Surim Yodecho. Al nishmasein av kudo islach. Al nisecho shimchol yoyim imon of those nisin istorim that we learned because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that nisecho shimchol yoyim imonu nifro isecho v'toivo isecho shimchol eis erev ovoike tzohoroyim. That's how you do it. That's how we thank Hashem Yisborach. That's a yid. And let me say, that's a yid. It's not just a word. Well, the Yid comes from the word Yehudim. Why are we called Yehudim? Who called us Yehudim? Very interesting. Klal Yisrael are called Bnei Yisrael all through Tanakh. Till they went into Golus. And as soon as they went into Golus, they were called Yehudim. Who called us Yehudim? Not the Rebbein Shrek of Yochum. Goy. Arayim Azeh. Whether it's Yudah, whether it's Yid, whether it's a Jew, it's all the same thing. Yeah, but today they don't know what it's all about. Why did the Goyim call us Yehudim? Do you know why the Goyim called us Yehudim? Because although Yidin went to Golus, they were so outstanding in the fact that they were always thanking Hashem Yisborach. In Megillas Esther, where we mentioned Yehudi is Yehudi, the Targum says, "Seto Yehudi, Moedi Umatze Kolam Hashem." Yehudi means someone who thanks to the Rebbein Shem. That's what Yehudi means. And the difference between Yidden and Goyim was because they were always thanking the Rebbein Shem. And in Golus, they were thanking the Rebbein Shem. When they came into Golus, and however much they were suffering, but the Goyim always heard that the Yidden was to say they're thanking the Rebbein Shleim, talking about the Rebbein Shleim, thanking the Rebbein Shleim. because that's the Seicha Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we learned. And that is what Klal Yisrael absorbed, and until later generations, well, unfortunately, we deteriorated, but we forgot what it means to be a Yid. It started to krecht. And that's what I want to talk about today. Have we got a right to krecht? Things are not going so good. So that gives us a right to krecht. We become a nation of complainers overnight. And I think that means that we've fallen into the trap. And that's what I want to speak about this afternoon. We are Yehudim. We learned in Yetzias Mitzrayim to be Moida. And Moida doesn't just mean to acknowledge the Ribbono Shel Olam. As soon as you acknowledge the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to be full of gratitude. And if you're full of gratitude, you can't krecht. And if you don't krecht, you have such a great chance of success. It's unbelievable. And I think it's worthwhile to show them a bit about this holy. The Rambam says, very, very interesting Rambam. The end of the 10th Perek in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam says, after telling us all the different brachos that Chazal instituted for all different kinds of occasions, situations, the Rambam says, Kloloi Shel Dovah. There's a rule here. Klolish Ludov, the general rule that we learn out for all the different brachas that the Chazal told us to say. La'olam yitzak adam ala osid lovoy v'yevakesh rachim. La'olam, a person always, in every situation, a person has to cry out to Hashem Yisborach. For the future, you know what knows what the future holds for us. For the future, we have to doubt. Nobody can feel secure for the future. Sometimes we might fall into some sort of false assumption that it's going to be good. You never know what's going to be. You can hope, but if you need to doubt and doubt. The oilam. Yitzhak Adam al Osim Lovoy Yirakishkach. The Yitain Hoy Doyo al Shaova. The Yoide Vishabeach Kefikoich. But as far as the past is concerned, for that you have to continuously thank for the Shaboyish and different past. The Yoide Vishabeach. And you should thank and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kefikoich. As much as he can, if he could. B'chol ha'malbe l'hoidois es Hashem u'l'shavkoi tomid hare zeh meshubach. Where did the Loshna Rambam? The person who is malbe, who continues, is keseder, and goes on and on, to thank Hashem Yisborach and to praise Him, Tommy, continuously, Hare Zeh Meshubach. Hare Zeh Meshubach. What do you mean, Hare Zeh Meshubach? I think there's a slight misconception of what it means, Hare Zeh Meshubach, because in the English translation of that God, usually they say that He's praiseworthy. That's not the real translation of the word Meshubach. Roy the Shvach would be, he's praiseworthy. Yain Meshuvach means best, the best quality wine. Harizeh Meshuvach means he becomes a better quality. Harizeh Meshuvach. The more you thank Hashem Yisborach, Harizeh Meshuvach. And you know what? I think that the Rambam got this lashon from the Haggadah. Harizeh Meshuvach. And I want to read you out the lashon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. When he speaks about Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is where it all comes together. Hamitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. The Mitzvah say Kuf Nun Zayin. The Rambam says, what is the mitzvah? Who is it Sivonu the Sacher Vitzias Mitzrayim, Bereil Chamisha also Benissim Tchilas Halayla, Pitzat of Lord Kamisam. That's the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'chol Mashi Yoisi V'mayim. And the more a person talks, the Yarech Advorim, the Abdolas, and the Yarech Advorim speaks longer and longer, the Abdolas Mashi Osolonu Hashem, by saying, by explaining how great Hashem is Borach, what the things that the Boisha did for us. How terrible the Mitzrayim were to us. And how the Boisha took revenge on them. So first of all, the Rambam says, thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam as part of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, how do I know as part of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? The more you talk about how great and how good the Ribbono Shel Olam was, how terrible the power it was, and then you thank Hashem Yisborach, yeah, Yoyse Toiv, how is there Meshuach? You're going to become a better person. K'moy she'omru, kol ha'marech l'sapi Yetzias Mitzrayim, how is there Meshuach? So here the Rambam says very clearly, That Mishnah which says Harizeh Meshuvah Kolamav and the Sapa Yitzias Mitzrayim Harizeh Meshuvah is including in that saying thanks to Hashem Yisborach. The end product of talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim is an overwhelming feeling of gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam, admitting that everything came from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and acknowledging that you owe a thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam which you can't repay. That's the Harizeh Meshuvach, and then you become a better person. So the Rambam says, all along your life, every time you thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, you become a better person. And that's really what the Rambam is telling us. A strange seder in this Rambam, really. The Rambam starts off by saying, "Klal Shudova." The rule is, "La'olam yitzak adam ala osid lovoi miyirakish rachem." The yitein oidoyo al she'ova v'yodin shaber l'fikoychoi. I would have put it a different way around. Usually the past comes before the future. So the Rambam should have said, La'olam, a person should be thanking for the past and davening for the future. Which is lost in Chazal in different places. But the Rambam puts it this way around. La'olam, a person, Yitzak Odom al Osid Lova v'Irakis Rachamim, v'Yitin Hoidoya al She'oba v'Yedin Shaber. And on that he says, "Kol amar ve lahoides asher shafu tom harizeh meshuvah." I think there's something very deep in these words now. When a person is davening for the future, obviously he feels insecure. He's worried. Maybe things aren't going so good for him as he would like them to go. That's why he's davening for the future. Says the Rambam, but don't forget to thank the past. many people today who are Baruch Hashem Matzliach in the last 5 years, 10 years, however long the days of plenty lasted. How many people are still thanking the Baruch Hashem for those days? Did it disappear? Did it not happen? Just because now it's a bit more difficult? Maybe just the opposite. Maybe these times show me what a gewaltige chesed it was up to now. Maybe I should be thanking the Rebbe Shalom more than I was thanking him before. The Rambam says, even in the moment of tzu'oka, you should still be thanking the Bodha Ova. That's the way to connect with the Rebbe Shalom. Moide! Acknowledge, realize, recognize, appreciate. Show the gratitude to the Rebbe Shalom. All of a sudden, like I said before, we all become a nation of complainers. What did the Rebbe Shalom do with us? From the time of Rechonah, Rachmanah Litzlan, through all the chores that we went through, how Klal Yisrael rose and rose and rose, how all of a sudden the Rebbe Shalom showed us Nisim Gluyim Mamish. We won't even call them Nisim Nistorim. And we didn't admit. And we weren't prepared to acknowledge. And yes, we said Baruch Hashem, Avada Baruch Hashem, whenever we spoke about it. But did we realize the goodness of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Did we appreciate that the Ribbono Shel Olam was looking closely at Klal Yisrael, concentrating all his Torah on us? And has that disappeared overnight just because it's become more difficult? Why can't we take encouragement from those moments instead of becoming depressed of these moments? That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. That's why we have so many mitzvahs, zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the name of Shkodu Reinu, Mikreinu, Kulam Nisim, Ein Ben Teva, Min Hore Shaloyna and Klal. And if Ein Ben Teva, Min Hore Shaloyna can change overnight. It gives us hope as well. Not hope as well, it gives us hope. More than that. When the Rambam says, Yoidin Shabbat fi koichoi on the Ova, after he says that Lolo Shildova Lolo Mitzak Odom al Osid Lovoi, Yivak Yishrachmin, because that's the best guarantee to the Boyish Belongs. Yes, say thank you now. When you feel you need the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam, realize how good you are. And how good you are. I want to add something here. How good you are, not how good you were. I'm going to tell you a story. It happened to me. That was time that things happened to me. So I should say them over. There's a minute in Pasul B'Shalom. It's St. Pasul Zamon. It's a school for Tefillah, for Parnosa. It's become more and more popular. One of the Rebbe was from Hadashit. Except Yom Shlishi or Pasul B'Shalach, you say Pasul Zamon, Shnai Mikarech, Targum. It's a school for Parnosa. So I happened to be in New York, had to go into Dan Mincha in one of the Shtiblach, and there was a Yid there who was saying Parshas Hamor, the Gans in Kabbalah, and now you can see how good that from Panos. In any case, he was saying this Parshas. And another Yid came in,
And now to you, he said to him, he looks at him and says, "Aye, that's possible. He's looking at himself good." He said, "First seek you of his direction, possible's hell, do this." So I said, "Well, you know, I don't usually mix in other people's business either. But I couldn't take that." I went up to that youth and I said, "So, man, indeed, you have to collect the next 50 euro. How do you live now? You have to eat, do you?" "Yeah, fine," I said. "So what do you mean, self garnished?" "The stomach does good. You had a meal in the morning, and a meal at lunch, and a meal. Probably that's because you still got parsha samon." "What do you think? Parsha samon means is that if you recognize that the two meals a day comes from Hashem Yisbora, that's the school of parsha samon. You said parsha samon to become a millionaire. Health is gone. You're right." "Oh, but to recognize through parsha samon that every zayis bread that we have comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's oilam kuloi b'tuvoi b'chein b'chesed u'rachmen." "Rabbosai, how have we got to eat today? Rachman benchim with a gewaltige kavona. For every zayis lechem, hazon es oilam kuloi b'tuvoi b'chein b'chesed u'rachmen. Fu noisin lechem l'chol botzo, ki le'oilam chazdoi." And if you thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, you'll feel good about it. And you won't cracht. And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And once the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that you're prepared to admit that every toiva is a toiva from Hashem which you don't deserve, then he's going to give you more and more and more. "Rufo'enu Hashem v'nei rofei. Hoshi'enu v'nivosheo." We ask for all Yeshuas. Ribbono Shel Olam, help us. "Ki sehilo seinu oto." What does that mean? "Ki sehilo seinu oto" means we're justifying. Ribbono Shel Olam, it's worth it for you to give us those Yeshuas, because when they come, we're going to praise you. We're not going to say it's kummir. We're not going to say it's normal, it's natural. We're going to say it's you, Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's your chesed, Ribbono Shel Olam. And if we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what the Rambam means in that order, we can expect, we can hope that the Ribbono Shel Olam will send us those Yeshuas, Berakish, Rachmim al Osid Lovoi. Yitzhak al Osid Lovoi, Berakish Rachmim. Because on the other, we're still thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if we're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam, oh, if I answer your tefillah, you'll thank me for that as well. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. And you've learned the lesson. He's still saying, beautiful Rashi in Tehillim. Hashem HaYeshua, Alam Ko B'Chosech HaSel. We all know the Pasuk. Hashem HaYeshua, Alam Ko B'Chosech HaSel. What does it mean? Hashem HaYeshua, Alam Ko B'Chosech HaSel. Rashi has pshat. Hashem HaYeshua. Olam Lohishia es avodo ves abo. Val amoy mutel levorech ule hoidois loise. Ribbono Shel Olam kebiyochel has committed himself. Yes, I am sending Yeshuas. But Klal Yisrael have to commit themselves as well. Lashem ha Yeshua, Ribbono Shel Olam is going to send Yeshuas. But al amcho,
V'chosech osela. You, Klal Yisrael, have to continuously thank the Levite. If you're going to thank me, I'm going to give you. But you're not going to thank me. You're just going to take it as natural and normal as come to you. Then I'm not prepared to give you. L'Hashem HaYeshua, Boreh Olam wants to send Yeshuas. It's conditional. Al amcha v'chosech osela. Al amo imutl levorech l'hoitis l'hoitis. I think the message is very clear. The Yibayim Shloilam was not happy with us. But we did not thank him sufficiently. We didn't learn the lesson of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Or the life. Everything's by the way. Nothing's out. We don't deserve anything. Everything comes from Hashem. Everything is the goodness of Hashem. Everything's the kindness of the Shem. Nothing comes because we deserve it. And if we see and appreciate it and express that appreciation with the ganze heart, not just lip service. Baruch Hashem, Bezos Hashem. No, the ganze heart. Our children realize to what extent we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we see the Ribbono Shel Olam in our home because it's on our lips, Kaseda. And not just lips, it's from our heart. That's the guarantee. Cannot one can say a guarantee that he brings friends from bed. Do every Yeshua that we need. Hashem HaYeshua. And I'm good with ourselves. I'm speaking the Koyal of Vishnitsa. One. If you can't just go by, without adding the Givaldic of Teuva, the Meiradic of Chesed, the Ribbono Shel Olam in our generation, has still made possible the leading and devote themselves to Teuva. That there's this partnership in Klal Yisrael. The Chesed Hashem, but the Chesed Hashem for all of Klal Yisrael, not just for the people who are learning. The Ribbono Shel Olam to perpetuate Torah has created situations and circumstances that there can be learned the Torah. And today in America, in 9/11, there are thousands of learned the Torah, amazing Torah. People dedicated. People who are able, because of the peace of mind, that their brothers have helped them in the Sofas of Ulan, in the Shevet Levi system that the Ribbono Shel Olam promoted already in the Torah right from the beginning. Thank Hagdoyla Shevetoyvites. Chavis Havoros, when he speaks about the Gdoyla Shevetoyvites. The Deutsch of the Torah that the Eivish ever did for Klal Yisrael or for the world was Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. And the perpetuation of those Torahs amongst Bnei Torah, amongst Erech Yidden, that's the greatest Torah that the Eivish is doing with us in our generation. There's a Gemara in Brochus, where the Gemara says that Nechunya ben Akona used to say a tefillah when he came into the Beis HaMikdash and when he left the Beis HaMikdash. And his Talmidim asked him, what's Matimah, what's this Brocha all about? What's this tefillah that you're saying when you leave the Beis HaMikdash? So he said, when I leave the Beis HaMikdash, I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for my portion. So what do you say? The Gemara says, So you made my chelek to be Yeshua B'Israel, that the citizen of B'Israel, and I'm not sitting in the marketplace. Rashi says the marketplace doesn't mean doing business stuff. Right? Marketplace, Rashi says, the chenvanim oiskim dibritzim. People who just while to waste their time. Waste their time. You gave me my chelik B'Israel, not to waste my time. Shei mashkim monu mashkim. They get up and I get up. Hey, mashkim is wrong with Tevim. I get up for Divrei Torah. We work for we get schaaf, or we get for everything I do, I get a reward. They don't get a reward. On the rotsim, they ain't rotsim. They're running to do whatever they want to do. They're wasting the time. And I'm running, they're running to Bereshachas, and I'm running to Eilam. What kind of a tefillah is that? What kind of a thanks is that? He's thanking the Ribbono Nishma. So good. You thank the Rebbeinu that you had a chelik in learning Torah. You understood to do the right thing, and that was only because Hashem is Baruch. I did you, and you thank Hashem is Baruch. He made it possible for you. Why do you have to explain to the Rebbeinu the difference between a Ben Torah and somebody else who doesn't? What's the point? The Rebbeinu knows exactly. And he mashkim. They go for the moment, tell him, who are you telling that? Tell him after the question. On a maybe, maybe, maybe. I mean, it comes to the Shah, I mean, it comes to the Shah. Rotsin, what are you telling me about the story? Tells him, not telling me about the way to thank is to identify. The way to thank think into every detail. The way to think and to appreciate is to know exactly the difference. And that's when it comes to wilderness for sure. That's when it comes to Gashmiz as well. I believe when it's done, how would I have felt? Maybe the question let us feel a little bit how we feel when things are missing. But think when we had this thing, what the question actually did for us. Thank the Ibrahim. We can still thank for the past. Waida al Horoba. Very interesting. Waida al Horoba. Waida al Horoba means even the time when things are not going good for you, you can still thank the Ibrahim for the time that things are going good. And if we do that, and we learn the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we learned the lesson that Ribbono Shel Olam through all his mitzvahs wants to remind us. And we are able, through that, to encourage ourselves, to raise ourselves up to that level of not just the moon in the Ribbono Shel Olam, but great gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hi. When we get up in the morning, the first thing we say, "Moi yudik averta." We don't hear what we say. The shomar shenasato bi tahoyrohi, ato borosa, ato yitzalto, ato nefachto bi. We talk about our neshama. The Rebbeinu Shel gave us a neshama. We woke up in the morning. We're alive. Baruch Hashem. We said already, "Moi dani levanach." But now we're saying something else. I realize the Shomer Shenasata Bita Hoyrahi, Ato Barosa, Ato Yitzhalta. You created it. You formed it. Ato Befachta Bekebi, you blew it into me. Ato Oslitla Mimen Lachzir Bilost Lover. You're going to take it away and give me that. Calls Man Shan Shomer Bekirbi. As long as this neshama is bekirbi inside me, moide ani lefonecha, Hashem elikai, elikai avesu. Givoi kol ha'maisim, adoi kol ha'shomos. It's an anticlimax. What am I doing? Because man shan shom bekirbi. I'm going to do one thing. Thank you.